Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
In the last few years, GPS devices have become ubiquitous in our culture. Whether one is motoring the maze of big city freeways or navigating a P-Row through the Atchafalaya Swamp, a GPS unit eliminates all excuses for becoming lost. From a historical perspective, this raises the question of how people navigated across wilderness landscapes 200 years before Garmin and Magellan. Without a doubt, such skills in Native Americans were almost innate because their lives depended on it. One of their techniques, observed by early European explorers, involved the concept of signal trees. Signal trees, sometimes called trail trees, were trees that were intentionally manipulated to grow in a specific shape in order to mark trails, territorial boundaries, shallow fords, sacred places, and the likes. Indians made them by bending over a sapling, securing it in place with rawhide or vines, thus forcing the tree to point in a desired direction. Oaks are said to have been a preferred species. Apparently, there were many different configurations of signal trees that depended on the tribe bending them, the geographic area, and what the trees pointed to. A number of old trees scattered throughout the forest of the eastern United States are considered surviving examples of signal trees based on varying degrees of documentation. Some are marked with commemorative plaques and touted by tourism promoters. Of course, every bent tree in the woods is not a signal tree. Trees often take that shape as a result of wind and ice storms, another tree falling on it from natural causes, or logging activities. A genuine signal tree would likely be at least 200 years old. For those that are real, imagine the history that has passed within the shade of their boughs.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.